דף נדלת עמד בייס, ששיא הויסא נקרס. תנא, we learned in a ברייסא, why was it called ששיא שממנו הושסס האילום? The foundation, the הסחולס האילום, started from the אבן ששיא. תנן, our Mishnah is כמנדה אומר מציאי נברא האילום. Desanya Rabbi Lezer Omer, we learned a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Olam Mem Tzoisai Nivra, the world was created from the middle. Shenemar, it says as follows, Betzekes Ofo was poured, Lamutzek, there should be a Yesoid, Urigovim Yudubaku, and then, it became attracted to this Yisoid, to this center, Rigovim Yudubaku, and it gathered around and around and around the center, and that's how the world was created. Let us see what Rashi says. The Vayal Mitziyoy Nivro, Tziyoy Nivre Istchile, Usviveho, and around Tziyoy Nidvaku Rigovim Atzoif Ha'olam Mikol Tzad. Bitzekes Ofo Lemutzok, Mutzek echot hoyeloi umisham nidveku rigovim sviva. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Yeshua oimer, oilom min hatzdodim nivro. The world was not created from the center, the world was created from the four corners, and the four corners became nispashet. Min hatzdodim nivro, Rashi says, arba mutzokais hoyu, Loi, there were four Yesoidis, v'nimtach v'holach mikol tzad, and it started spreading out, at she nidvak be'emtza isoy, till it became dovog be'emtza isoy. How do we see this? Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, ki la sheleg yoymer hevi oretz, the Rabbi Nishlom told the sheleg to create, that from the sheleg should become oretz, the Geshem Motor, the Geshem Mitrois Uzoi. So the Ben Yoder wants to say, Geshem Motor is one Yesoid, Geshem is a second Yesoid, and Mitrois is another two Yesoidis. And these four were on the outside, and they were Nispashit Mibifnim. Let's see what Rashi says, Ki La Sheleg Yeimar Hu Oretz, Teosa Oretz, Umeheichon, Geshem Mota, Vegeshem Mitrais, Ma'arbet Stodim, Hayridu, Vihigshimu, Leheoseis Oretz. So that was, the world was created from outside in. Rab Yitzrok Nafcha Omar, Evan Yora Kodish Bohu Bayam, Mimenu Nishishos Ha'ilam. That there was the Shenema Alma Adoineho Hutbu Oimi Yoro Evan Pinosa. The Ben Yodas Moira, where was there a Yam for? Was speaking about how the world was created in Evan Yora Kadish Bohu Bayom. He wants to say that Emerson is not such a machlokes. He wants to say that Emerson, there were two stages bebriyas ha'olam. There was a stage of bebriyas ha'olam that the yesoides of the olam were liquidy, they were rofui, they were bekoyach to become nischazik. That was one stage of the bria. And then there was put into them koiches that it should become nischazik and nikrash, like milk can become cheese. So he says that was a second process. So he wants to say that Rabbi Eliezer is speaking about the first stage of the development of the world, and that the first stage of in a liquid or a bekoyach process, there was nivra, a something which is bekoyach to later become developed into an oilam. So that started from the middle. Now the shaila is the second stage of chizuk, of to become hardened. Now we have a machloikus. Rabbi Yeshua says, oilam in atzdodim nivro, then the koiches, hakrishe v'achizik were put in minatzdodim. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, even yora kodesh boruch hu b'yam imenu nishtas oilam. So there's such a thing as a yam, because the koyach hayam was in the first stage already. And then the koyach that was mahapach, the first element into becoming an oilam, that was from the even sheyora b'soy hayam. V'chachomim oimrim mitziyoy nivro shenemar mizmer li'oso, keil elekim Hashem. Keil elekim means the elekim. Elekim is going on all the koiches milamailo. The malochim are called, have Hashem elekim. This is keil elekim, that's Hashem. Diber v'yikro oretz mimizrach shemesh ad mevoyoy. So this pasuk is speaking about when the Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to that the world should be created. So it says right afterwards, "Ve'oimel mitziyin michlal yofi mimenu muchlal yofi shel olam." So the Maharsha says, "Is pashtus advarim that our mishnah is going according to the Chachamim." As our mishnah says, "Devin shesiya mimenu hushasas olam." That is going according to the Chachamim, that the Mitziyin Michlal Yoifi, Mitziyin is going on the Mokim HaMikdosh, and the Klilish Yoifi of the Bria came Mitziyin. But then the Maharsha wants to say it could be that the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says that Ha'olam Nivra Me'emtza Isai. And the Chachamim say, which is the Emtzoi Sa'olam? That is Tziyin. That is the Eben HaShesiyah. So Memeli wants to say that the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar is one Shita. Tanya Rabbi Elazar HaGodol Oimer, Eile Teildeis HaShemayim V'Horetz B'Hiborom B'Yoyim Asois Hashem Elikim Eretz V'Shemayim. This Teildeis HaShemayim V'Horetz. The Teildei Shemayim, and Rashi says, Teildei Shemayim me'oireis v'keichovim, mi'shamayim nivru. They were created from the Shemayim. Teildei Shemayim me'eretz nivru. V'chachomim oimrim, eilu ve'eilu mitziyay nivru, shenema mizmo la'osof, Keil Elokim Hashem Diber Vayikra Oretz Mimizach Shemesh Ad Mavoyei Va'Omer Mitziyin Michlal Yoifi Elokim Hayfia Mimenu Muchlal Yoifioi Shel Olam. Now, the Ben Yoyodo wants to say pshat that the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim this baraisa is in the Teildeis HaShemayim V'Oretz. He wants to say, Be'emison, there's two Tziyins. There's a Tziyin Lamaila, just like there's a Yerushalayim Lamaila, and Yerushalayim Lamato. So there's a Tziyin Lamaila, and there's a Tziyin Lamato. And the Machloikis is, and Fakert, that is Zichar, the Chachamim hold, that the Olam originated from Tziyin. But now we have a machloikas tanoim, the Teildeis Shemayim, Teildeis Oretz, did they come through Tziyin, or they came already from Shemayim or from Oretz? That is the machloikas. The Tanakama holds that the Teildeis Shemayim came from Shemayim, even though Shemayim could be originated from Tziyin, but this already, the Teildeis Shemayim came from Shemayim. And the Chachamim hold, Teildeis Shemayim came from Tziyin. Which was the origin, which everything originated from Tziyin. Let us see Rashi. Achisin Teildeis HaShemayim Mishamayim Nivru, but Teildeis Oretz Min Oretz Nivru. Let us see Tosfos Eilu Ve'Eilu Mitzion Nivru Perish Shem Tzoison Shel Oilom Batzdodim Mitzion Nivru. Now this Tosfos is a Shvera Tosfos. How we're going Mitzion Tzodim. So the Rishash and the Menachem Eishem Nefesh want to say that Bemison and the Tosfos Yeshonim, it would seem like that Taisus had a girsa in the first Baraisa. In the first Baraisa that said, that Rabbi Lazar said, that Mem Tseisa Nivroilo. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Minat Stodim Nivroilo. And the Chachomim said, in the first Baraisa, Eilu Veilu Mitzin Nivro. They're not going in if Tzin is Em Tseisa, if I care, they're not going into that. But however it was created, the Tchilas Abriya was from Tzion. He says the Koyach, that was either Emtzeisai or the Tzodim. Or Emtzeisai, that Tzodim, Mitzion Nivru. That means maybe that alone is already a second process. Emtzeisan, that Tzodim, Mitzion Nivru. Eilu Ve'Eilu, Mitzion Nivru. So this is not a third Shita, this is explaining where the Emtzeison and Stodim came from. Zog the Gemara weiter, we had in the Mishnah that when the Kohen Gadol made the Hazor, it says that he was Baze Bizimenu achas lamailo v'sheva lamata lo yimiskava lahazis loy lamailo v'loy lamata elo kematzlev. In fact, the Gemara may kematzlev mochi Rav Yehuda kemin gedono. Kemin gedono zok Rashi kemake beritzue shemaschel min haksofayim umako v'hoylech lamata. Rashi explained in the first Perek that when they were gave Malkus, the person was Chayiv Malkus, they didn't hit him at the same place, they went down. So this also, the Sheva Lamato, was lower than the other. Tane, we learned in Abaraise, Kshu Maza Eine Maza Al HaKapayres, he wasn't maza on the kapayres, ela keneged ovyo shel kapayres. Kshu maza lemailo, this achas lemailo, mitzadet yodoy lemato. So then the gav yodoy is lemato. Kshu maza lemato, this maza lemato, mitzadet yodoy lemailo. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Einei maze al kapayres, al gago, on the gag of the kapayres, ela keneged ovya, opposite the thickness of the kapayres. V'loi hoyu domim noigim bo. Kshu maze achas lemailo, mitzaded gav yodoy lemato, umaze klapei lemailo." So Lechera Rashi means to say, well, he's stuck in his finger into the dam, each azor he needed tevila. So the back of the hand was facing the ground, gav yodoy lemato, umaze klape mailo. So there was the hazor was going, he was maze in a going up direction. Uchshe umaze hasheva lemato. When he was maza the sheva lamato, mitzadet yodoy lemailo, umaza lemul ponov, achas gavoya, vaachas benomo chaymenu, vekulon neiflois boretz. So poshipshat, either Rashi means that, Rashi says, uchshumaza hasheva lamato, mitzadet yodoy lemailo. So if we say that before yodoy meant gav yodoy, so here we'll say that gav yodoy means lemailo. So either one of the two, that when he was maze, the gav hayad was facing lemailo, and he was maze this way. Or perhaps it was like this, maybe it was vertical, the Gav Hayad, Lamaila, and it was Maza this way. But Al Kaponim, the Achas Lamaila was this way, with the Gav Hayad facing the Karka, and the Sheva Lamata was like this. I saw the Menachem Meshiv Nefesh, says Pshat and Rashi, I don't know if this is Poshe Pshat, or it's Mechudishtik. To me, it seemed very Mechudishtik. He explains Pshat and Rashi as follows. Kshuhumaza achas lamailo, mitzadit gav yodei lamata, the gav hayad is lamata, umaza klape mailo, hainu. But now he says, Sha'imed Bein Habadim, the Kohen Gadol is standing Bein Habadim, Ponov Lidorim. He's facing Dorim. That means, Be'emison, the Lashon HaMishneh would seem like that, because when he turned left, he started going Dorim. When he went out, he went Kederich Biyosoi, and it doesn't say Beferish in the Mishneh that he ever changed his direction. He was facing Dorim. So it would seem from the Menachem Meshiv Nefesh, he never faced the Oren, he was just Bein Abadim, but he was facing Dorim. So he says like this, Umaze biyeminoi, Umaze klape mailo, Hainu shoimet Bein Abadim, ponov le Dorim, Umaze biyeminoi, so he's standing near the Oren, here's the Kapoiris perhaps parallel to his hand, Umaze biyeminoi, litzad yeminoi lo holon mimul ponov. That means away from his face. That means his face, because Rashi says mimul ponov, maze lemul ponov, so he says lo holon mimul ponov. That means if his face is facing Dorim, and the Yorin is lemayrev, so the Hazor is not towards him, it's away from him. Laholon mimul ponov. That means he's facing, the Hazoya lemailo is going away from his face, away from him. That means it would be going towards him, the Hazoya would be away from the Orim. So Mamel, it's going laholon mimul ponov, and he goes one Hazoya lemailo. Ushumaze hasheva lemato, when he's maza the sheva lemato, mitzadid yodoi lemailo hainu gav yodoi, when he's the sheva lemato, so it's gav yodoi, umaze lemul ponov hainu shemaze biminoi litzad smoiloi lemul ponov. So there he says, Pshar, he's facing Dorim. When he's going down, so he's going, the seven Hazoyis Lamata, he's going towards his face. He's going from right to left. So he says, Sheyukol Hazoyis Halolu Ba'oretz Kishuro Mimayrov Lemizroch Zu Tachazu. That means that it was, when one looked, when the dam was the dam rested on the ground, so one could see a line going from Mayrov to Mizroch. So that's what he says, Pshat and Rashi. So Mimul Ponov means Shumaze Hashem Lamata Metzad Yoda Lamailo Maze Lemul Ponov. So Lemul Ponov, he learns, means towards his face. That means he's going then from right to left. And the first way he's going Laholon Miponov. He's going the Achas Lamailo is going away from his face. Zokte Gemore Mino Hani Mili. All these halachas that it doesn't have to touch, and it's Lamaila, Achas Lamaila. So in order to understand the Gemara, we have to know there are two psukim, and there are a few diukim in the psukim, and then we'll understand the hemshech of the Gemara. In Parshas Achrei Mois, there's a Kapitel Tezayin, Posik Yudalit, and Posik Tezvot. Posik Yudalit speaks about the Hazoya of the Dam Hapo. It says, V'lokach midam hapo, v'hizo ve'etzboi al pnei hakapoyres kedmo. That's one. Then it says, v'lifnei hakapoyres, this is al pnei hakapoyres. V'lifnei hakapoyres, yaze sheva po'omim min hadom be'etzboi. So by the dam hapo, it says, v'hizo ve'etzboi al pnei hakapoyres kedmo, V'lifnei hakapoyres is a hazor al pnei hakapoyres, and then v'lifnei hakapoyres yazeh sheva po'omim min hadom be'etzboi. Then later, the next posik says as follows. V'oso, I've been speaking about the dam hasoyer, it says, V'oso es domoi kasher oso ledam hapol. Now, we have a problem. So it says, V'oso es domi kasha oso ledam hapol. So you know, whatever they did by the pol, you did over here. But then the pasuk says further, V'hizo oisoi al hakapoyres, V'lifnei hakapoyres. So then again it says that it says, you do like the hapol, V'hizo oisoi al hakapoyres, V'lifnei hakapoyres. So first of all, we have to know, why did the Torah have to say what you do? If the Torah says you do, but says domik hashos l'dam hapol, so l'chere it's iberik. There's another two diyukim and these two psukim. By the second posik, when it says v'hiza oisoi al hakapoyres v'lifnei hakapoyres, it doesn't say how many hazoyis he makes v'lifnei hakapoyres. By the first one, it says v'lifnei hakapoyres yaze sheva po'omim min hadom be'etzboi. So by the por it says Yomaze Sheva Pomim. We'll see that's the Sheva Lamato. By the Soyer it says Velifne Hakapers, he's Maza Lifne Hakapers. It doesn't say how many times. There's another diik in the Posik. When the Posik speaks about the Dam Lamailo, so by the por it says Vehizo Veetzboi Alpene Hakapers Kedmo. And by the Soyer it says Vehizo Oisoi Al Hakapers. Here, so v'hizo oisoi, so we'll see in Rashi, oisoi is a loshen yochid. So by the lemailo, by the soyer, it says, how many times you maze, v'hizo oisoi ala kapoyres. Oisoi, one time. By the por, it doesn't say, v'hizo ala kapoyres, it says. V'hizo betzboi al pnei hakapoyres kedmo. So that is the two psukim, and now we'll see from these two psukim, the Gemara derives the halachas which we learned till now. Zok the Gemara. Minno ani mili, oma rab ache ba yakev, oma rab zeira, oma ko, vehizo oisoi al hakapoyres velifnei hakapoyres. Now this is the posik that is speaking about the soil. Frek the Gemara, lo yoyma lemato besoil. The posik that's speaking about a soyer says v'hiza oisei ala kapoyres v'snei hakapoyres. So he said like this: the matona lemailo by the soyer is more explicit than by the po, because he says how many times yemazel lemailo v'hiza oisei ala kapoyres. So the matona lemailo of the soyer I wouldn't, because by the po it doesn't say explicitly how many times he has to be mazel lemailo. The matone lemato v'lifnei hakapoyres is unnecessary, because it says yemaze lifnei hakapoyres. I haven't the faintest idea how many times yemaze. So how do you figure this out? Because it says v'os as domi kashos ledam hapo. By the dam hapo it says v'hizav v'lifnei hakapoyres yaze sheva pomim. So I have to learn out from the dam hapo. So this posik v'hizo ois v'lifnei hakapoyres v'hizo ois v'lifnei hakapoyres is completely miyuter, because I don't know everything side from this posik. Now side has to come from the hekish, but also as domikash also le dam hapo. So the v'lifne hakapoyres is two extra words, which I don't learn anything from them. So that's that was the kash. Bno animili. Omer avache ba Yaakov, omer abzeira, omer kro, v'hizo oisoi al hakapoyres, v'lifne hakapoyres. Lo yoimar lemato besoyer. The v'lifne hakapoyres, which is speaking about the matonis lemata, is not necessary to say by the soil. The loitzorich, you don't need it. The gomar mimata de po. Because sinusai we have to learn out from the hazor lemata of the po. Because there it says the amount of times yemaze. Lomonema. So why was it said? So it's miyuta. The lifnei akaperis is miyuta. La akushi. So the Gemara says, so the whole purpose it was written to be makish al lilifne. It says, v'hiza oisoi al akapoyres v'lifnei akapoyres. V'lifnei akapoyres is meyuto. So, but v'lifnei akapoyres means you're not, it's in front of the kapoyres. V'lifnei akapoyres means claw, not you're hitting the kapoyres, it's in front of the kapoyres. Al akapoyres, it would seem that you're maza on the kapoyres. So we're makish now al to lifne. Just, and this lifne is miyuta. So if it's miyuta, it's coming lelamed dova. It's not coming legufoy. It's coming to teach us something. So it's coming to teach us that just like lifne hakapoyres. You do not hit the kapoyres, because that's the translation of lifne in front of the kapoyres. So who adin al hakapoyres, by the achas lamayla, it's also not, don't take that literally. Al hakapoyres. No, the al is dumye de lifne. Just like lifne doesn't touch the kapoyres, so the al also doesn't touch the kapoyres. Let us see Rashi davar. Mino ani mili, de eino imaza al hakapoyres, oisin shtayin, acha shal maila bepar, the acha shal maila besoyer, al gaga kapoyres mamish. It says in posik, vizavitz boel al pnei hakapoyres. It says, "Vizo yisei al kapoyres." How do you know it doesn't have to touch the gag of the kapoyres? Lo yoima lemato besoyer, lo yoima v'lifnei hakapoyres. Tahainu lemato desoyer, dechsiv bei. By the soyer it says, "Vizo oisoi al hakapoyres, v'lifnei hakapoyres." The loitzorich, this is not necessary. The soif soif, gomar mimato de po. The hazoyes. The dazoyes mat of the soyer, I have to learn out from the pole. Shlei pirish boy kama hazoyes. It doesn't say how many zoyes they have to be. Vi alfine le kamon mi mata de po. We're learning out mi mata de po. Dechsiv bei, it says by the po. V'lifnei kapiris yaze sheva pomim. So the amount of hazoyes we have to learn out from the pole. The kiven the soyev saiv goma mine. Since you have to learn out from the matter de po, lishtei kromine, v'ligmere lekule milse. Let's learn out everything. The matter de soya mi matter de po, the iskish la dodi. Dechsiva osa es domoi kasha osa le dama po. The bishloime le mailo di day. That, what the hazoya le mailo by the soya, it's the mefurish by achas. There it's teaching us how many hazoyes you need lamaila. Dechsiv v'hiza oisoi al hakapoyres. Bo oisoi choda mashme. Ubemaila de po, loy pirish achas. So memeile, so lamaila de soyer, it needs to tell us that hazoy lamaila is achas. It says v'hiza oisoi. But the lamata de soyer, why does it have to say? I can figure it out by myself. It's because you learn how lamata de soya from lamata de po. Is loma nema lamata de soya. Lakushi le mailo de soya. So it was written to be makish the mailo de soya, the hazoya le mailo to the soya lamata. Beloima. And what is it coming to tell us? Al hakapoyres ki lifnei hakapoyres. Ma lifne, the lav mamish negea bekapoyres, do lifne al haoritz mashmem. So the Yahama wanted to say, could be this a grais. It didn't say af al gav, it said af al. And then it makes a lot of sense. Af al, just like lifnei akapoiris. So lifnei akapoiris means that it's not negeya be kapoiris alor it's mashme. Af al, so it says in the reisha dekro, af al, the al akapoiris. The loy mamish negeya be kapoiris, he's not negeya be kapoiris. The Metzadid Yodai Lamata is going when he's, that's the Achas Lamaila. So it's very Mistava that's going Af'al. So it's coming to tell us not that it's under Kapoiris. No, he's going up. That's the Al. The Al is telling us that the Hazoi is going up. Ala Kapoiris means it's going up. Towards the Kapoiris. It's not going down, it's going up. But I'll copon him, but it's not going on the Kapoiris. That is the Mekoyer that we know that Al HaKapoiris by Soyer is not touching the Kapoiris, but because it's Dumi Delifnei HaKapoiris. Al HaKapoiris means that the direction of the Azoya is going up. Period. Frek de Gemore. So that's what we figured it out. Frek de Gemore. Adarab. How do you know to darshan? From, you learn out that from soil. The al of soil, you learn out from the lifnei of soil, you learn out mi mailo de soil, from mata de soil. Adarab. Lo yoima, le mailo de po. All is a different kasha. Why does it say the lemaila by Paul, the late tzorich, the goma mi maila de soil? We had mentioned before the maila of Paul says v'hiza betzboy al pnei akapoyres. It doesn't say how much your maza, how often your maza. It says your maza al pnei akapoyres. That's the maila. The maila de Paul. How do we know you only maza one time? Because it says, so we're makish the asiyas hapol to the asiyas hadam. They all have the same asiyas. So the maila de po, we learn out from the maila de soya. So the maila de po, we don't need. So by po, the maila is miyuta. So let us say as follows. Adarab, lo yoyma le maila be po, the loy tzorich, the goma mi maila de soya, lo ma nema, so the maila de po is miyuta, la kushi lifne laal, and we said before that which is miyuta is the malamid that is coming to teach us something. La kushi lifne laal. So we want to be makish that lifne should be like al. Ma'al al mamish. It says al pnei akapoyres, so that means al mamish. Af lifne, so the lifne is also al mamish. Yeah. So memele. So your whole mekor is because you have an extra lifne hakapoyres by the soil. So the lifne hakapoyres is coming to tell us that the al hakapoyres should be like the lifne. So he says, I'll tell you, you have an extra al pnei hakapoyres by the par. So the extra al pnei hakapoyres should come to tell us that the lifne is al. How do you know to darshan the mato, the soil, darshan the mailo of po? So the Gemara says, hi, my. No, that's not kasha. He amrit bishloima lamata de soya lakushi lamailo yuladat lakushi. If you'll tell me that lamata de soya, which is ibarik, and that's coming to tell us to be makish, that mailo de soya to the mata de soya is lamailo de po mi boiler, yes. What do you do with the lamailo de po? Look at the sanya, the tone of the Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, Al pnei hakapoyres kedmo, what I learned from this pasuk, zebono ov kol mokim shenema pnei eine ele kodim. So this pasuk is coming to tell us a different drosha, that ponim is tzad mizrach. So memele, so the maila de por is not miyuta, it's coming to tell us Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov's drosha, and we're saying the mat or the soyer is coming to tell us that al is kilifnei. אלוי אמרת למעלה דפו, לעקושי למטה דסויר. אלוי אמרת למעלה דפו, לעקושי, but if you'll say that the מעלה דפו is coming to be מקיש, that you're saying that it's מיוטה, and it's coming to be מקיש, מטה דפו, the מעלה דפו that has to be על, למטה דסויר למיוסי. So what are you going to do with למטה דסויר? למטה דסויר is מיוטר, so what are you going to do with it? Let us see Rashi. הדרבה לא יימה למיילה בפול דלא יצורך דסויב סויב גומה לקמון ממיילה דסויר שפילש בוי אחס. The מיילה דפול is מיוטר because I learn out everything סייב סייב from סויר. For מיילה דסויר. לא מונמה לקושי. Lifnei depo, la'al depo, sha'mufne bo l'lamed, that which is miyuter, that is the melamed. Ma'al, al mamish, to'al pnei ha'kapeiris ksiv, af lifnei al mamish, idomim lo'igim, ba'ovyo shel kapeiris. So Mo says, no, you can't say that. Yamrit bishloima l'mata disoy l'akush, if you say the way I said. That Lamata Desoir is Miyuter, and that's coming to tell us, just like Lamata Desoir is Lifne, it's not touching the Kapoiris. Kedamoron. And then Samael then is very good. Lamaila Depo, the Kashaloch, Lo Yoyme, Mi Boile, Luch Desanya. Lamaila Depo is coming to tell us something else. That, Lamaila Depo is coming to tell us that, the wherever it says Pnei, it means Kodim. Yeah. Let us go further. So that is how we know, al kaponim, that is how we know that lemailo, the soyer, does not have to touch the kapoiris, because we're makish, lemata the soyer, that says lifnei, to lemailo the soyer, that says al penei, al ala kapoiris, and we say that al is like lifnei, and it doesn't have to touch. So far we know that lemailo de soyer is like lifnei, and it doesn't have to touch the kapoiris. Tonu rabonon, behizo oisoi ala kapoiris velifnei a kapoiris. Now we're going to speak about the lemailo de soyer. Vehiza oise ala kapayis v'lifnei kapayis. Lamadnu kamo lemailo besoyer. How many times are you mazal lemailo by the soyer? Achas. Period. It says vehiza oise. Lamata besoyer. How many times are you mazal lamata? Eini yedei kamo. I don't know how much. So the Moses areini do. So I learn out. Nemru domim lemata bepar. It says by the domim lemata par, it says this yemaze lemata by the par. The nemru domim lemata besoyer. And it says domim lemata besoyer. Ma lemata bepar sheva, lemata besoyer sheva. So maybe we learn out lemata desoyer from lemata de po. That's one way. So then it'll come out that lamata de soyer needs sheva hazois. Oy klach le derech zu. Or maybe we'll say differently. Nemru domim lemailo besoyer. It says domim lemailo besoyer. Vinemru domim lemata besoyer. Ma lemalo besoyer achas. Af lemata besoyer achas. So the Gemara says, now we have here a shaila. How many hazois do you make Lemata by soyer. There's two ways you could learn. You could learn out lemata de soyer from lemata de po. Now if I learn out that way, so I'll say that lemata de soyer needs sheva. Or you could learn out lemata de soyer from lemailo de soyer. I'll say just like lemailo de soyer needs achas, lemata de soyer is also achas. Nire, lemi doime. So the Baraisa continues, which is more similar to which? Donim mata mi mata. We learn out mata mi mata. We learn out mata de soyer from mata de po. Then donim mata milamailo. Is it verkehrt? Mata la mata, the azoyis la mata, you learn out, mata mi mata. Don't learn out azoyis, it's a different type of azoy, this is going up, this is going down. Mein domi mata la mailo. Fact the Gemara, nein, adarabe, donim gufoi mi gufoi, vein donim gufoi mi alme. That means mata de soya, you learn out from mala de soya, because it's the same kolben. You don't learn out mata de soya from mata de pora, because it's a different kolben. The power, because it's a different code. So we have a predicament. How many hazois do you need by mata de soya? Talmud loimal, so the Gemara brings out the posik, but also as domoi kasher also ledam hapo. She ain't Talmud loimal kasher also. Ma Talmud loimal kasher also. She you call asiyos of shoveis. But the kasha also is telling us that all the asiyos of this soil should be like the po. So therefore, kishem shalamata bepo sheva, kach lamata besoil sheva. Let us see Rashi. She ain't Talmud loyma, sherei af kan poirish, vehizo, Va'al v'lifnei. Why is it necessary to say, kasha osa? He should do what he did by the dam hapo. It says beferish v'hiza oisoi. There it says v'hiza al. It says al v'lifnei. It says lifnei. Whatever it says, all the three components that it said before. There was Azoya, and there was Al HaKapayas, and there was Lifnei HaKapayas, that said before also. So why is it necessary to say, it says by itself, Azoya, and Al, and Lifnei. So Al Kochach is coming to tell us as follows, that in this Mispor Azoya Lamato, you learn out Mata de Soya from Mata de Po. Just like Mata de Po, it's Zion. So if Mata de Soya is also Zion. Lo madnu kamo le mato bepo ube soya. Sheva. Now I know that the lamata bepo ube soya is Sheva. Now, le mailo bepo. Now, how many hazoyas do you have to make le mailo bepo? Any idea kamo? I don't know. Because by po it doesn't say a mispor how many times you mazel lemaila. Vareini don, so I'll try and figure it out. Nemro domim lemaila besoy. Venemru domim lemaila bepo. Ma lemaila besoyer achas. There it says vehiza oisoy. So that's achas. Af lemaila bepo achas. So the lemaila bepo is also achas. Oi klach lederech zu. Nemru domim lemata bepor. It says domim lemata bepor. Nemru domim lemaila bepor. Ma lemata bepor sheva. Af lemaila bepor sheva. So the Gemara nire lemi daime. So which one is more similar? So first the Gemara says donim mailo mi mailo. We learn out the zoya lemaila on the pole from the zoya lemaila from the soya. You don't learn out the zoya mi mailo shel po mi mato shel po. You don't learn mailo mi mato. The Gemara no. Adarabe donim gufe mi gufe. Vendomi gufe mi alma. Fakel. Here you're learning out po from po. There you're learning out po from soya. So fakel. Adarabe is learning po from po. Talmud loimel v'oso es domoi kasher oso. So here, kasher osa, she'ain tamaloyma kasher osa. Why do you say kasher osa? Whatever it says, the one that says in the other, there's hazoya, there's al, there's lifnei, umma tamaloyma kasher osa. She kol asiyois of shoveis. That all the asiyois of side por and side sur have to be similar. Kishem shelamata bepar sheva, kach lamata besur sheva, shem shelamaila besur achas, let us see Taisvis. Ela yamrit lemaila de par laakushe. So what are you going to do with the lemata de soil? Pim taima uminolon the achas lemaila de po loinoga. So basically says as follows. The vowel we have a drosha, we have a drosha where makish lemata de soyer to lemaila misoyer. Just like the lemata de soyer is lifnei, it's not touching the kapoiris. So the lemaila de soyer, even though it says vehiza oise ala kapoiris, is also not touching the kapoiris. Fine. So we know we're makish the lemaila de soyer to the mata de soyer. Fine. Vektach toisves, but how do you know that by the lemaila of Paul, it doesn't have to touch? When we no longer achas lemaila de Paul leinoga. Ileima mehekish de soyer kidle kamo, we learn out because it says kolasiyois of shavois. So we're makish lemaila de Paul to lemaila de soyer.